7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Rump. Okay. It is 1930 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what does that entail exactly? Well, it means two things. It means I sit around all day waiting for doctors to call me, and they never do. I also like to drink tea. Oh, it looks hot. It looks hot. It's very steamy. What do we got going today? Oh, it's the High Mountain Oolong. And it is very delicious, but it is very hot. I just made it. Oh my god. Okay, so I'm sitting here. And I am actually sitting. In an unusual position, and I'm sitting on a heating pad. Partially. To try to heat up my hip. Why am I heating my hip? I have no idea. Oh, the drugs have taken all the effect they are going to take. And so I'm sitting here going, yeah. So that's fun. Yeah. Other things that I'm going to sit around and say, yeah, about today include, but are not limited to, working on a website. Yeah, that might get 20 minutes of my attention today. What else am I supposed to do today? Nothing. I gotta sit around and wait. Gotta wait for a phone call from a doctor. If I get the energy, I'll take the trash out. Yesterday, I actually managed to gather up all the trash in my kitchen. I had like four little bags of trash that were starting to overflow, so I got a big trash bag, stuffed them all in there. And that was so painful that I could not continue, so I've just got this bag of trash just sitting on the stairs, waiting for me to take it out into the garage and put it into the trash can, which is going to take a lot of effort. So, I'm going to put that off for a little while. Because just standing up to make tea was enough to... Yeah. So anyway, what else is new? Well, I managed to go to the store yesterday. The grocery store. Maybe that's why I'm hurting so much today. I probably shouldn't have done that. But I did get a bunch of sandwich stuff. Roma tomato, black forest ham. Some lettuce. Some baby Swiss cheese. And, two loaves of French bread. Two short loaves. So, yeah, I'm having a sandwich today. I'm excited about it already. I'm not excited about making it, though. Because that's going to require a lot of standing up. Oh, but I did manage to get some candy. And I got all my usual candy. And while I was standing there in the candy aisle, I saw some new candy. Some very unusual candy. It caught my attention. There was three different flavors. There's three little boxes, display boxes, and they had these little packs of candy in them that nobody had even touched. They were all pristine. Every single little packet of candy in the box was there. And I said, this is for me. Why did I say it was for me? Because this candy is apparently called Puchao. P-U-C-H-A-O. It is Japanese. It's got some hiragana on it. And it says product of Japan on it. Manufactured by... Oh, and I tore the wrapper so I can't read it. Manufactured by Mikamut something limited, Osaka. And why did I buy this candy? Well, I had to buy it because it's melon flavored. There was a couple of other flavors, just regular sort of boring stuff, but then there was melon. And when we say melon, that can mean a couple of different things when it comes to Japanese candy. That either means musk melon, or it means cantaloupe. And in this case, it meant cantaloupe. And the committee knows how much I love cantaloupe flavored candy, especially haichus. And when I was looking at this package, I was thinking, yes, this seems to be a haichu competitor. Maybe I will try it because it's slightly different than haichu. Of course, it's got the regular fully hydrogenated vegetable oil sort of base, but then it has like little melon flavored gummy pieces in it. So it's like a nougat jelly or jelly nougats from the 70s, but they're smaller and they're just all, oh, ow, cantaloupe flavored. So I'm very happy about that. I bought two packs of these. And so I've been eaten these and I've been very happy. It's good. I also bought a bag of hard candy. Oh my god, I don't feel very good. And I don't feel doing this. So let's just go to the music.
Now. tears.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
That was, of course, Pump It Up by Elvis Costello. And before that, we heard we heard a cover of Kiss by Señor Coconut. And that's one of the better covers that I've heard. Such a great song. I'm glad everybody likes to do it. Señor Coconut. I've been on a Señor Coconut kick again lately. I've been listening to him on my off hours. When I'm not doing Dubious Goals Committee, I'm doing things like drinking tea and eating lunch. And when I do these things, I often listen to music. I've been listening to Señor Coconut a lot because he's awesome. But the funny thing is, what I really want to listen to is one of his projects that's called Hat. And I think there was only one album. And Hat is a band that is basically the initials of Haruomi Hosono from YMO, Adam Hart, a.k.a. Señor Coconut, and Tetsu Inoue. And I guess this is a rare disc to get a hold of. I can't get it. You can look online. You're not going to find anything. Well, actually, I haven't looked online in quite a while, so maybe something's out there by now. But if you can find Hat, oh boy. That's a crazy project. Great, great stuff. Mind-blowing stuff. As you would expect from those three heroes of mine. Yeah, when I heard they got together, I about lost my damn mind. Oh, good D. Oh, but my hip hurts. I can't really sit like this. Okay. This is slightly better. But only slightly. I've got nothing for you today. It's a nice day outside. I think it's going to be warm. It's supposed to be warm tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow. Of course, that is American. We're talking 23 degrees. They were saying it's going to be 23 degrees, then it's going to go back to being cold again. Okay, fine. That's fine. I don't care. When I went to the store yesterday, I did go to the heronry to see if there was any herons in the nests. I saw no herons in the nests. So we might as well listen to some more music.
Linda.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, a little Duran Duran there for you, the reflex. And, before that, we heard Yukihiro Takahashi with Walking to the Beat. I felt like we needed to give some of the other members of YMO a little attention today. So we got some of that. And that's about all we're going to get. I cannot function. Oh, man. I am just too messed up. I'm sorry about just doing an all-music show again today. But I can't do much of anything else. You know, about all I can do is sit here in this position, and this is the minimum amount of pain. So I kind of gotta sit here like this constantly, but, oh, man. Now I gotta eat, and then I gotta try to get some sleep, and then I gotta deal with tomorrow. Well, you will hear another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.